Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Tufted Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, April 7th. In the news this morning, overnight EBAT prices were May corn down 4 cents at 752 and a half, May wheat down 4 cents at 1034 and a quarter, and May beans up 4 and a half cents at 1624. Exports to sales this morning, pretty much as expected, a combined 1.1 million metric tons for the beans, 927 combined for the corn, and 379 combined for the wheat. So pretty much as expected. Crude oil is currently up about a dollar after yesterday's hard sell-off. We obviously have the WASDE report tomorrow. Japan bought some wheat from Australia and Canada, showing us that there is wheat to be had out there. And additionally, Egypt has bought 479,000 metric tons of Russian wheat in the month of March. So despite all the talk about, you know, no wheat and hard to export and all the sanctions, people are getting wheat around the world. Currently, we've got the Dow down another 100 points. The interest rates keep moving higher. We're making a new, I think it's a new contract low on this June bonds. Let me give you a quick look there. New contract low in the bonds. So interest rates continuing to move higher out here. For today, I think it's going to be as much about the WASDE report as anything else. They're looking for wheat stocks to be up 3 million, corn down 25, beans down 23. The world stocks, the big thing there, probably beans down a million metric tons. So, you know, just the numbers themselves don't look that bearish. Excuse me, they don't look that bullish. They got a 1.4 billion bushel carryout in the corn, which isn't enormous, but it's enough. The wheat seems tight at 656, and the beans are tight at 262, if that's what comes out. But, you know, we've got this dollar so strong. We made a new contract high and high close yesterday. We're only down 11 ticks this morning at 99.50. It certainly looks like they're going to try to push it over a dollar and see what kind of stops are up there. And then that might be it for a while up here. But very strong dollar. That certainly discourages exports out here. So today it's going to be a day of jockeying for positions. What do the funds want to do? They're long 360,000 contracts of corn. They're long 131,000 contracts of beans, 98 meal, and 85 oil. Do they want to lighten up before the report? We'll have to see. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.